We're talking to Chris Townsend, host for the A's, sideline reporter for the Raiders. And Chris, we are talking about the Raiders in just so very different terms than we were talking about them 2 weeks ago. It kind of felt like coming out of Minnesota that this season could have been set up to spiral. And all of a sudden, a win in Indianapolis, a win overseas against the Bears, and all of a sudden, now we're talking about the Raiders as at least a fringe playoff contender.
Well, I can tell you this. In Indianapolis, that was do or die. That was pretty much, we looked at that from all of us who travel with the team, and we were talking about it. If the Raiders don't win this game, what are we really talking about this season? And then year two of John Gruden could be a disaster, and this is obviously the way the franchise doesn't want to be moving to Vegas. So, and when they won that game, I don't know if you guys got to see Gruden after the game, but the way Gruden talked about it, saying it's one of the greatest victories of his career, and he said it's the victory that turns this franchise around. Now, you're going to say that, and that sounds good, but then you better back that up again when you go to London. And smartly, the team went. Last year, we went to London. We left on a Thursday, got there Friday morning, and jet lag usually kicks in the hardest about 48 hours, and that's about the time when we did kickoff at Wembley Stadium, and we played like it. This year, smart, right after Indianapolis, fly to London, had a full week, played great against the Bears, and there was a lot there, too, with the whole Khalil Mack deal. I think a lot of guys wanted to show a lot of things, so a great win for the Raiders, and yes, you know what? Call them fringe, but they don't feel like they're fringe, and Nate, you know that's all that matters.
It was weird. You mentioned that comment by Gruden after the game in the press conference, and I was up there in Indianapolis, and I heard him say, you know, it's one of the greatest wins, and I kind of was taken aback by it, and one of the things that happens when you say that, like, sometimes you're looking at that as, hey, we accomplished something, and I was worried that they would be, okay, we did this, now it's time for a letdown and get blown out against Chicago. But I think the important thing is you don't only accomplish that, you follow it up with another victory, and I guess this is a long way to get to, okay, now everybody's feeling good about themselves, but they've got two really, really tough games on the horizon, so you hope that this optimism and this excitement doesn't get dragged down if they lose these next two games.
Well, and the way the schedule is set up, because Chicago was a home game in London, we're on the road till November. Yeah. So this was a schedule set up for you to fail. If you can survive this schedule and get back home and still have an opportunity, that's the number one thing. I think one of the great things that we're seeing is these two young tackles. Well, we're seeing two of the young tackles, but of course Trent Brown playing great football, but Parker, when he's come in, Colton Miller, what he's done at left tackle and the way they're protecting Derek Carr. Derek Carr is starting to look more like himself in 2016, where he was an MVP candidate before he broke his leg against the Colts on Christmas Eve. And, you know, Jacobs, you know, you're an Alabama guy. What he's doing so far right now, you know, when you break a record held by Marcus Allen as a rookie, that says a lot. So right now, the Raiders offensively starting to get better. And how about this? We're actually seeing a pass rush. We're actually seeing guys tackle. They're actually starting to look like a defense. And I remember Paul Gunther and I having a few drinks in Baltimore last year where he was just like, I just don't have the players to run my defense. Paul Gunther on the defensive side finally has guys that are fitting his scheme. So on both sides of the ball, they're starting to finally look like a team that can go out there and compete.